This is Afternoons with Simon Beaumont on 6PR, the voice of Perth. Now on 6PR Afternoons, we're talking gardening.
For aquaponics, stop bore water stains. See boresaver.com.au and Dickie's Trees. Got a tree that's been tricky? Whack it on the head with a Dickie.
Sue McDougall joins us at this time every week to talk gardening. Sue, how are you?
I'm fantastic. It's just the most beautiful day today. Have you been outside?
Yep.
Yeah. Beautiful. Oh, after, you know, 12, I think we had 14 mils of rain, and just everything's alive. Mm. It's gorgeous.
So when you're out there this time, I rode my bike in today, and it's pretty cool.
Oh, it's amazing. No wind.
Was it? No, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Really nice.
Yeah.
Well, this time of year, what's your mind thinking about? Are you thinking about the new season?
I can hardly walk today. I've been digging, getting these pathways happening ready because there's a heap of potatoes growing in the middle of these pathways. And so I'm just mulching is what I'm thinking at the moment.
Mulching,
getting rid of the last lot of weeds. That rain has really just revitalized them again. I went, oh, that was starting to die back. So getting everything finished off for mulching because now that there's some moisture in the soil, it's ideal to just slam some mulch down.
Right.
And what that does is just keeps that moisture in the soil so it doesn't evaporate.
Yeah,
so,
you
know, relative cool days. I mean, these are just the most amazing.
Glorious,
glorious is the right word.
It's a bit like autumn, isn't it? Sort of like May weather at the moment.
Yeah, it certainly is.
It's 8 minutes past two. If you'd like to give Sue a call, you can. We have four or three Waldex gift cards to give away. And you're welcome to call in 922 11 882. Let's go straight to the phones now. Alison, thank you for hanging on. How are you?
Hi. No problem. I'm great, guys. Nice to have you on, Sue. And I just have got a question about my beetroot. So I'm really disappointed because We're just waiting. The leaves are over a foot, like, sticking out of the ground. And we pulled one out, and there was this pissy little ball at the end.
That's so disappointing, isn't it?
Oh, really? What's wrong?
When did you plant them, Alison?
I planted them in the newspaper. It said, nothing to do now, to plant beetroot.
Yeah, certainly. So was it early in the season or was it just July, August? What sort of time do you think?
August.
Yeah, okay, plenty of time still. Leave them.
Oh, okay.
They take a little while. Beetroot take longer than you think, actually. Mm. And you find beetroot, if you've got leaves a foot long, that's telling me a little bit too much nitrogen. So nitrogen will give you the best leaves. But what you can do in the meantime, while they develop, so they develop their leaves first and then they develop their tuber, basically, their root, because the beetroot, of course, is swollen root. So what they do, they need to develop the leaves. They then come along, then they put all their effort into developing the tuber. So what you want to do is sort of just a bit of a balance. High nitrogen will get them growing first, so you get best leaves. Use those leaves, eat the leaves, harvest them.
Yeah.
They're beautiful. And then a little bit of sulfate of potassium. You really want to develop the root part of it, and potassium is the nutrient that does that.
Now, the potassium, can I use potassium dust on my roses? Can I use that in the veggie garden or
did
not?
You use sulfate of potash or did you use sulfate of potash as in sprinkled around your roses? Absolutely, no problem at all. It's the same thing.
Brown.
Yep, watered in. So you'll find, is it brown? It wasn't iron that you use for your roses?
Specifically for flowering.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you can use that. No problem. If it's got potash on it, so you've got potassium, that's the most important. So next time you plant your beetroot are a great crop because you can plant them anytime from autumn right through until about July. And you'll find that the leaves first, nitrogen first, and then follow up about 4 weeks later with the potassium.
Yeah, because that all I use is worm juice from my worm farm.
Yeah, and that will give you the best leaves, as of course you know.
Thanks so much.
Enjoy.
Thanks, Alison. Good luck with that. We've got a few lines free if you'd like to call Sue McDougall. Now is a good time. 922 11 882. G'day, Stan.
G'day, Simon and Sue.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. So I've got two questions.
Yeah.
I've got an old wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
The bottom's rusted out of it. It'll turn into a big potting thing.
Yeah.
Either flowering plants, but now you give me the idea of beetroot putting in.
Great. That'd be perfect because they don't need the depth of soil.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Mm.
But Reading my books and all that, should I use the potting mix or can I mix it up with my compost that I make my own?
Yeah, with a wheelbarrow, is it rusted out to the point that it's going to drain freely as well? Do you
It'll
need to
drain
rub
freely,
it,
but I'm
rub it with plastic or something, line it with plastic or something?
No, shave cloth.
Shave cloth is ideal, yeah. So you can use compost for that. You'll find because it's going to drain very freely
if you've got
shade cloth. Potting mix, I often put potting mix in my wheelbarrow that this year has just rusted so much that it's a lost cause, but as you know. So, and then I add cocoa peat to that, Stan. So in your compost, you can add some cocoa peat. That holds
cocoa
moisture.
Mm.
And if you haven't used it before, it's quite fibrous. So it feels like it's draining freely, but when you squeeze it, there's still water in it.
Yeah.
So it's really good for those containers, adding a little bit more moisture because there's not a lot of depth of soil. You know, some of those wheelbarrows are only 15 centimetres deep and it gets pretty hot.
It's one of those old Kelso.
Okay, so if it's deep, so if it's a deep one, you'll find definitely putting some coarse sand at the base of that you'll need.
Yep, and that's what I was thinking of doing.
Mm.
And beetroot might be a good idea.
Yeah.
What else goes with beetroot that might go in there?
Hamburgers.
What about dwarf beans? Dwarf beans are fantastic. They only get 50. Yeah, dwarf beans are this time of the year.
Okay.
So they're only 50 centimetres high at the most, and they fruit. They are just amazing. Yeah, they'll do really well.
And the cherry tomatoes, my brother and his wife have got this problem, and I was thinking it might be I might be having the same problem. With cherry tomatoes, when they're flowering but they don't fruit, what's the cause of that?
Sometimes it's temperature related, and I think this year it is. Sometimes it's insects. So if you're trying to grow cherry tomatoes in a shade house and there's no way of insects getting in because they need the vibration. Yeah, they need the vibration from the insects on the flowers to knock the pollen off, basically. So if that's closed in and the animals or the insects can't get to it, but if they're open, it's temperature related. Totally temperature. If we get constant nighttime, warmer nighttime temperatures, and Groslicea does the same. Stan, that's why we don't get any Groslicea set fruit usually until after Christmas is because it needs the nighttime temperatures need to be up closer to the daytime maximum temperature. If we get these really lows, they just don't set.
Oh, so it's a bit early for cherry tomatoes.
Yeah, well, depends on the variety, but this year also will be later because it's been so cool.
Yep, the warm nights are on their way, I reckon, Stan. Thank you, mate. Thank you for calling, Stan from Stirling. Sue McDougall with us today. We have a $100 gift card to get to spend at one of the four Waldex Garden Centres, Melville, Bentley, Stirling or Kingsley, thanks to Waldex. Hello, Vicky. How are you doing?
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Very well.
Look, I have a problem with my gardenias. The ones at the front are really quite high and they're really luscious and beautiful. But we've been away for 6 weeks and now we've come back and they're all yellow.
Yeah.
And then we put brand new ones at the back along a fence that we rechanged the garden bed.
Yeah.
And they have lost all their leaves. There's a few green ones on the top and only tiny little couple of little yellow ones that... I don't know what to do or what to give them
get
them to grow back.
Certainly, I can help you with that a little bit because gardenias are amazing plants. The perfume is just so worth growing. They are fantastic. What happens is that they are plants that don't wilt. So if they have a hard time, if you've been away, they've had a hard time, they've had a spot of dry, there's two things that cause the leaves to drop and go yellow. One is if we've had a spot of dry, leaves will just turn yellow, but they don't, you know, normal plant will wilt and you go and needs water.
Mm-hmm.
Gardenias do yellow leaves. That's the way they show up that they've had a hard time. But also the other thing, Vicky, is that they're putting their effort into their flowering. So it's the only time they show up magnesium deficiency. So often it's yellow leaves. It's the only thing I recommend putting Epsom salts on. And that's when gardenia, everything else is right. And you can say to yourself, yes, they didn't have a hard time. They didn't get stressed in any way. That's when you can put a little bit of Epsom salts on, but you don't need it because it's only magnesium sulfate. So it's only one trace element, but they do show up magnesium deficiency. So that's why a fertilizer with magnesium helps them. So if you think it might be a little bit of water related and they've had a dry 2 or 3 days, they'll be sulking.
Well,
they'll do that.
I'll try that. My daughter did say she did water them, but I don't really know how.
Yeah, I know. When they look at it, go, oh, I haven't watered for 4 days.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and the other ones that are... Yeah, exactly. So when you do anything with a soluble fertilizer, so you can do it over the foliage with magnesium in it, soil trace elements with magnesium in it, or you can use Epsom salts, but then blood and bone with potash or a fertilizer that's got an organic base as well.
Right.
Great, thanks, Sue. I'll try those. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, you're Vicky. Welcome. Good on you. Vicky's calling in from Bibra Lake today, beautiful part of the world. 17 minutes past two. Sue McDougall with us. We'll take a break. Richard, Josie, Ray, Mary, Lodi, I think it is, and Jenny, stay there. We'll try to get your calls after these. Stay with us.
The Toyota Rumour File.
Hot Rods has been in contact with us. Rumour has it last year the police took regos of hotted up cars in the car park at the Holden Show at the Bassendean Oval and then went to the owner's house at the end of the day to issue yellow stickers.
Right.
Owners told them to rack off. The show is on this weekend. Will they try the same this year?
Have you heard a hot rumour? The Toyota Rumour File. Weekday mornings after 7 and 8 on Breakfast with Steve Mills and Basil Zemplis, where all the big stories break. Ah, Christmas. The delightful sound of kiddies unwrapping presents around the tree, family cracking jokes around the table, friends and neighbours Marco Poloing in your pool. Make it stop. Fill every room with awesome music instead with a wireless system from West Coast Hi-Fi. For great deals on top brands, see the West Coast Hi-Fi Summer Savings Catalogue at westcoasthifi.com.au.
Escape now with 2016 plate clearance deals at Mazda. Sporty Mazda 3 gets free 12 months rego, CTP and stamp duty. The Mazda 2016 Plate Escape. Your destination for better value.
There's $3 million to be won in this Thursday's Powerball draw. Get your tickets by 6 p.m. today. Visit Lottery West in-store, online or download the app. Play responsibly.
Funeral insurance.
Yeah. Hello, we'd like to take out funeral insurance.
To make sure our family is looked after if something happens.
No problem.
Now, does yours become more expensive as I get older?
Yes, it will.
Oh, well, don't worry then. We'll go with Australian Seniors.
But with Australian Seniors Funeral Insurance, your premiums reduce by 5% every 5 years. So see how easy it is to protect your family at seniors.com.au. Australian Seniors Insurance Agency, the over 50s insurance specialists. If you change your cover, your premium will be affected. Always check the PDS issued by Hanover Life Re of Australasia Limited, T's and C's apply.
Getting your garden growing with Wardex Garden Centres. The Wardex Spring Sale has sprung. Get the best prices in Perth on manures, soil conditioners and mulches with 3 36-litre bags for $20. That's right, just $20 for 3 large 36-litre bags. Now is the best time to prepare and improve your garden. For the best results, make sure you use Wardex manures, conditioners and mulches. With 4 great locations, find the Wardex Garden Centre nearest you at wardex.com.au.
Get rid of unsightly boar stains with Aquabiotics. Improve the look of your home for summer. Prevent ugly brown stains on your walls, driveway and fences with Aquabiotics' unique stain stopper system. Simple and quick to install and safe for the environment. Choose from 3 stain stopper models at factory direct prices starting from just $850. Find out more at boresaver.com.au or call Aquabiotics now on 93792911.
This is what a dollar sounds like going into your bank account. This is what thousands sound like going into your bank account. Shop at Wizard Pharmacy this Christmas and you could win a share of the $25,000 cash giveaway. There's weekly cash prizes of $2,000 plus a major prize of $11,000. Now that sounds like a good Christmas. The $25,000 cash giveaway. On now at Wizard Pharmacy, where good health has its rewards. Excludes prescriptions, must be a Wizard Rewards member to enter. Full terms and conditions at wizardpharmacy.com.au.
It's the biggest game of the year, and if you can't see it live, there's only one place to watch it. The Sporting Globe, Australia's most loved sports bar and grill. With new venues opening across WA, be more than a spectator. Get into the game. Search Sporting Globe franchise now.
Now on 6PR Afternoons, we're talking gardening.
For Dickie's Trees, got a tree that's been tricky? Whack it on the head with a Dickie. And Aquabotics, stop bore water stains. See boresaver.com.au.
Just that little 30 seconds of every Thursday where I try and avoid eye contact with Sue McDougall here on the afternoon program. Thursday afternoon, full board, talking gardening with Sue McDougall. Richard, hey mate, how you doing?
Yeah, good, by yourself?
Yeah, really well.
Sue, I got given a Brugmansia cutting.
Yeah.
About about 2 years ago.
Is it a big tree now?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
It's in a pot. It's in a 40 litre pot.
Yep.
It's got three small branches from it.
Brilliant.
And at the end of the branches is maybe a cluster of about 10 leaves each.
Yep.
And that's all I've got.
How tall, again?
About a metre.
Brilliant. Fantastic. Brugmansia is, for anyone who wants to know, they're the angel trumpets. So they are quite spectacular when they are flowering. So, yeah, 40-litre container, a cutting 2 years ago, metre high. You're doing well.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm thinking I should add more leaves or possibly
They tend to, you might this year, actually a little bit late, you might, but they do tend to drop their older leaves. And so particularly in a pot, you'll find that they will do that. They're great for a garden because they sort of fill in other shrubs. They grow up and other shrubs grow around it. So it doesn't look so spindly. So a little bit of controlled release fertilizer, Richard, on it, and make sure it's getting enough sun. That's one thing that you do need to make sure to get them to flower.
Yeah, it's getting sun until about 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, that should be okay.
Okay.
Good.
Good luck, Richard.
It's had power feed and a bit of blood bone as well. Is that all right?
Blood and bone will give you great leaves. Power feed is fantastic liquid. If you can get just controlled release Osmocote, controlled release fertilizer for flowering shrubs as well, that will then be able to feed it gradually over time when you can't get to liquid fertilizer.
Good on you, Richard. Good luck, mate. Hello, Josie.
Good afternoon. I just wanted to ask Sue about my pomegranate tree. It does flower, but the fruit drops when it's round about a marble in size.
Oh.
And I'm very devastated.
I'd be devastated too. Now, was it a variety that you... Was it a tall-growing one?
It is a beautiful variety. Yeah. It is, I think, the one they call...
Wonderful?
Julius Caesar or something. No, it isn't that one. It's another one, but it's the fruit is pink and juicy and beautiful.
Okay. The reason I asked what variety, was it a named variety? Because sometimes there is an ornamental pomegranate and you get really ripped off because you get the beautiful flowers, but you don't get the fruit.
No,
that's really annoying. So if it's we need to get pollination is one thing that's really important, but also we need to get some and make sure there's lots of bees and insects around.
There isn't around our place.
No. So what we can do at the same time is plant some lavender, plant some alyssum, some salvias even, things that are going to attract those pollinating insects. I've noticed there's lots of hoverflies around this year, which is a great thing. That is one of the problems. And also a little bit of potassium. We talked earlier about potassium.
How many times a year?
Potassium I would do at the beginning of every season, just while it's not setting some fruit. So you do a little bit at the beginning of autumn, spring, not winter because they're dormant, but autumn, spring and summer.
And what about water?
They are so tough. I mean, you see them growing in an old house that's never had any water and they're fruiting beautifully. So they are a really hardy, fantastic fruit tree for water-wise gardens.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks, Josie. Good on you. Good luck with you with all of that, with your pomegranate. Ray from Balladura. G'day.
Hi, Ray.
Hello. How are you?
Yeah, good. Go ahead.
So my neighbours planted a whole row of tall red flowering plum trees, I think they are.
Yeah.
And now I've got about four in my yard, and two of them are quite tall and have grown very quickly.
Yeah. That's the rootstock.
Get rid of them?
Yeah, you will. Unfortunately, that's a rootstock, and it's really annoying. But the rootstock sometimes they put on is very vigorous. They put them on. It's been damaged in some way, and they are prone. It's actually. Persica, Prince Persica, is actually classed as a weed in Victoria, and somewhere it's just taken over places. So, yes, unfortunately, you will if you... I'd be worth going and planting another Prunus, if it's Prunus nigra or Crimson Spire, the tree that they've got, because you get the most beautiful tree, but you don't... The rootstock suckers everywhere, and it's quite spindly and broad. And this year they flowered beautifully, but this is the first year that I've noticed them flowering really well.
Right. Well, do I put blackberry tree killer on? I've got four of them coming up. Two of them are really quite tall.
Yeah. If you can, chop it off at ground level and put blackberry and tree killer on it. That won't kill the neighbour's tree. That will just kill that part, that particular part of it.
I don't think they care. They're new people and they don't garden.
Yeah, so. And then often the people who do care will know when it's suckering. They'll get them when they're smaller.
In my chook yard.
Oh, well, good shade for the chooks.
Thanks, Ray. Good on you. Appreciate your call. This is the afternoon program on 6PR. We're talking gardening with Sue McDougall. Hi, Mary. How are you doing?
Hi, Sue. Hello. I have just got a question about my rose bush.
Mm-hmm.
I bought called a Delbart anyway from Bunnings. Must be about 3.5-4 years ago.
Yes.
And it's been flowering and still flowering beautifully. But this year, when you take off the dead petals, you've got about 6 or 8 other roses inside the dead rose.
Yeah.
What's that?
That's sometimes, so what you've got inside is like a like little buds forming inside.
That's right.
Yeah. Sometimes that's genetic. Some varieties are very prone to it, and I know a lot of cut flower varieties are. Sometimes when they're highly bred and the genetics, they do that. But what adds to it is extra nitrogen. Sometimes when we were growing them in pots, we'd often think that was an indicator that there was too much nitrogen.
Okay, because I only feed it sulfate of potash. I don't actually give it anything else.
Yeah, so I think it's probably genetic. It's just prone to it this year.
So it's all right. It's not a disease or anything.
No. Just cut it back and you might not see it again for 3 or 4 years.
Oh, great. Okay, that's all I was worried about.
Thanks, Mary.
Good on you, Mary.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Thanks so much.
Bye.
I hope I pronounce this name properly. I think it's Lodi. Hello, Lodi. How are you?
Hi. Yep, you pronounce it correctly. Thanks. Well, thanks for taking my call, Sue and Simon. I'd like your advice on a little sort of feature that we've got between our fresco and our entry.
Yeah.
It's facing north. There's a bit of a water feature, and in the water feature is an island. It's about 1 meter square, and other than like a grass plant, what do you think could cope with WA sunshine in summer?
Yeah.
And it is a little bit, not like dropping leaves and making a mess because we don't have all the time in the world to look after it, but it's got to look good.
Yeah, and it's got to look really good. Yeah, but you don't want a grass. Don't want anything. Yeah.
Well, I'd consider a grass plant, but if we want to go a bit more sort of fancy, I'd consider also like a little bonsai tree, which I think would look really good.
If it's a meter square, is it in a planter box? Is there a planter box and soil there, or is it?
Well, I'm still sort of finishing the house. The end of the month, so I either put decking on top of the island and we can put a pot on top of it, or we just put a border of decking around the edge of the island and
plant
soil
into
in the center.
Yeah. Plant in center to get you some soil depth would be fantastic. You could put virtually whatever you wanted, and if you wanted a structural something that you had a feature that you could put a light onto, if you're still finishing it, you could put an up light on it, and you'd get this beautiful architectural feature, either beautiful smooth bark or papery bark, something like that. There's a plant called check out a Corkia, which has got these quite twisted branches, dark foliage, and quite pretty. So look for structural features that will then be able to cope with that hot afternoon sun. But if it's planted into this box, you could put almost anything there, aside for things that are going to cause problems. And then you get that. I'd be looking for anything with that quite striking sculptural effect. Yeah.
Thanks. So how do you spell it? Orkortia bit?
Yeah, it's, and I'll probably get it totally wrong until I go to find it, but it's Corkea, I think. But I'll check it out and I'll make sure I get the spelling right and talk to you on Saturday.
Thanks, Lodi. Good on you, mate. Corkia is the advice, a range of advice there. Jenny from Greenmount, I think we will just be able to squeeze Jenny in before we go to the newsroom. G'day, Jenny.
Hi. Good afternoon to the two of you. Now, what I'm inquiring, Sue, I've got a tree that's sending up sick suckers. I think it's a Japanese peppercorn.
Oh, they are so hard to get rid of.
Now,
yes.
There's another tree that I don't know what the name is, but it is huge. It'd be 50 feet tall.
Mm. Yeah.
But it was a beautiful tree and it's deciduous.
Yeah.
But that is also sending up suckers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know whether it's seeds that have dropped, and because I have got some of them that I've pulled up, and they are from seeds, and I've potted them up. But what I want to know, if I put Roundup on the big suckers that have come up, will that kill the original tree?
No, if the tree is 50 years old and that big,
It's not 50 year old. It's
50 foot tall.
50 foot tall, yeah. So if it's an established tree, no, it'll go back to where that root part of it is and won't go down back to the major part of the tree. The other thing that you can do is chop it off and put blackberry and tree killer. Now, you mix blackberry and tree killer with diesel or kerosene and that goes back down to that particular sucker part of the tree too. So it won't travel back if it's an established tree. If it's a small tree, I'd say no, forget it. But because it's so large, yes, you can do it.
Oh, that's great.
Thanks,
okay,
Jenny.
Okay, now what happens if I used Roundup? Because I went and bought Roundup thinking that's what I had to do.
Yeah, you can use Roundup. I'd like to know what the tree was, if I could. If you can,
definitely the Japanese.
Yeah, Japanese pepper, go for it. Whatever you want with that, and you can never kill it. So
I really don't know what the other tree is.
Can you take a photo for us, for me, and email it to weekendwakeup@6pr.com.au?
Yep. That all right, Jenny? Never.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I won't be able to do that, but I might take a photograph and send it in.
Yeah, that'd be lovely. If you could do that, that'd be fantastic. We'll get a friend.
Yeah, thanks, Jenny. Good on you. And Julia and Jared, sorry we can't get to you. Sue is on the station on the weekend and you might be able to get hold of her then. Apologies for not getting to some more of a course. Very popular today. Sue, both you and I have got kids doing their final exams. How are we feeling?
As a group? How are you feeling as a group? It's all new for me, Simon, I must say. Yeah, eldest. Same. The eldest is an experiment in a way, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Just make it up as you go along, don't you?
You do. So united we stand, hope. But it's going to be a relief for today.
So some music exam today.
Music exam today.
Good luck. Good luck to the whole family. Well done.
Good luck to your family too.
Thank you for talking to our listeners today. Sue is back with the weekend roundup on the weekend, as you know. It's...